What is Yiddishkeit to you?
Well, that's another really good question. I should probably start off by saying that I'm not a Yiddishist. You know, there was a political movement called Yiddishism of people who began in the late 19th century and through the 20th century, of people who really believed that Yiddish itself could become the new definition of Jewish life, that one could reconstruct Jewishness on strictly secular foundations, and that this would find its expression through Yiddish literature and culture. I don't subscribe to that ideology. I don't believe that. I think rather that Jewishness has always been a dialectical tradition. You know, I think it's peoplehood, first of all. I don't see it as only religion by any means. But I think I think Kaplan was right when he said, you know, it was a civilization. Jewishness is a civilization. But it's a complex civilization and a dialectical one. And I think probably the best way to understand it, you know, the kind of emblematic moment for me of understanding what Jewishness is to look at Havdalah, at the ceremony that separates, you know, Shabbos from the rest of the week. Because, of course, you say, you know, being Kodesh the whole between we thank God for making this distinction between the holy and the everyday, between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week. That goes right to the core of Jewish tradition. The notion of separation is what the whole religion certainly is all about. You separate milchiks from fleishiks. When I was a kid, my mother used to drive us crazy, you know, with, you know, use the milchik fork, don't use the fleishik fork. But there was, it seemed utterly irrational at the time. In retrospect, it seems totally rational to me, because it gave one a dualistic way of seeing the world that, of course, ultimately emphasizes the distinction between Jews and everybody else. I mean, it was a very important cultural element. But it wasn't just dualistic in the sense that, you know, you had one and the other and never the twain shall meet. It was just the opposite. It was always a sense of tension. It was a dialectic between the two. And so that dialectic that existed between Hebrew and Yiddish, let's say, you know, on a linguistic level, really encapsulates what Jewishness is about in that sense. So, for example, you have these wonderful Yiddish proverbs. I think I might have cited a few in the book. You know,
do you have a favorite?
Yeah, many favorites, I guess. But I don't know. I guess my favorite might be, you know, Atol Bechatonami Koho Amin, that has chosen us from amongst the nations, right? This is a nice Hebrew quote. But then it quickly ends in Yiddish. So it begins in Hebrew and then quickly ends in Yiddish. The was of the von dein Volk Israel. So how come you had to pick on us Jews, right? And that kind of sums it all up. The quote alone, that was chosen us from among the nations, you know, a nice Hebrew thing, that's very high culture. But it's not, that's not all that Jewish. Couple it with the Yiddish put down, you know, or it's not very put down.
Self-deprecation.
No, it's not even self-deprecation. It brings it down to earth. Take the Yiddish and you take an abstract idea and you bring it down into the sphere of everyday life, right? You know, Kodesh the whole, Shabbos and the rest of the week. And once you do that, it's the tension between the two that makes you laugh. That's what's funny. You know, Freud wrote a whole book about this. He wrote a book called Whitney Relation to the Unconscious. And, you know, the book's kind of impenetrable, but it's got a lot of Jewish jokes embedded in it. And the gist of it is that it's juxtaposition that makes us laugh. You know, it's incongruities that make us laugh. And Jewishness is the religion of incongruities, right? It's high culture brought down to earth, and it's the tension between the two that I think gives Jewishness its oomph, that gives it its motive force, so that makes it funny, as some people perceive it, but also that makes it profound. All that's embedded within that dialectic. So that's maybe a long and complicated answer, but the point is, I think what one needs is a totality of Jewish identity, and that's what we sort of lost in America. In America, we got here, and the deal in America was that religious differences were okay, but cultural differences, and certainly linguistic differences, were not. So that we jettisoned, you know, Yiddish culture, in effect, or at the very least, we trivialized Yiddish culture, and adapted, you know, Jewishness as religion. We started talking about, you know, Judaism, or the Jews in Germany used to say, you know, I'm no longer a Jew, I am a German of the Mosaic persuasion. We did sort of the same thing here. It was the same sort of a deal. You know, we tried to reduce Jewishness to religion alone. And there's something anemic about that, and there's something sad about that, because we lose the texture of Jewishness when we do that, and we lose the excitement of Jewishness when we do that. So, you know, now people drift towards fundamentalism within Judaism. That's a new development, you know. People try to find Jewish identity, you know, suddenly Madonna's walking around with a string on her wrist, you know. She can put as many strings on her wrist as she wants, but the truth of the matter is, to understand Jewish culture, it takes incredible depth of learning and understanding that one's born into and one understands it, and it's got richness and it's strong and it's incredibly complex and nuanced. And I think we sort of lost that sense. You know? So we've got work to do in America to reclaim what we lost. It's not over yet by any means.